This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Ahead of the Kerala Assembly elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and the United Democratic Front, accusing them of the trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. Addressing the public meeting in Palakkad, the Prime Minister said all policies of LDF and UDF are only for vote bank politics and they have no concern for Kerala's development. He said only the BJP NDA can fulfill people's aspirations and ensure development. The Prime Minister later reached Thrissur to hold a roadshow. He received a rousing welcome, energizing party workers. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today said BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dhekiajuli in Sonitpur district this afternoon. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said, over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region. He accused the Congress of failing to maintain law and order during its tenure, resulting in the loss of lives of hundreds of youths. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today launched an attack against the BJP in the run-up to the assembly elections. Addressing a public gathering in Purulia, she accused the opposition party of inciting riots. The Chief Minister also alleged that the BJP is attacking Bengali-speaking people in other states. West Bengal will go to polls in two phases, with the first phase scheduled on 23rd of April and the second phase on 29th April. The counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Jis kshetr mein abhi yuddh chal raha hai, woh kshetr हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है हमारे वैश्विक संबंध अलग अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kinds of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government. The Prime Minister praised the role of Mai Bharat in engaging youth in nation building, citing large participation in initiatives like the Budget Quest and essay competition. He also commended young contributors for their ideas on development, farmer welfare and women-led growth. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today inaugurated upgraded public facilities at 57 airports across the country via video conferencing from Rajkot International Airport. The facilities include Udaan Yatri cafes, Digi Yatra systems, free Wi-Fi zones, kids areas, libraries and infrastructure upgrade projects. On the occasion, Mr. Naidu said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has prepared a master plan to strengthen the country's logistics with special attention to highways, railways, ports and especially civil aviation. He said the number of ports in India has increased from 74 in 2014 to over 165 now, with plans to expand to 350 in the coming years. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.